HG forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunny skies and calm this afternoon with highs around 88. Northerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows around 61 tonight. Sunny skies and calm again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 86. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 82.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. The latest investigation regarding the Marion County record shows that law enforcement has officially returned all of the electronic devices to the newspaper. However, after the list was returned, one item was added after the return that's led to a deeper investigation on what content the law enforcement ended up taking.
I'm told they had 17 gigabytes of information that they took. What happened was that when they returned the search warrants, you're supposed to list all the things that have been seized. And they gave us a signed copy of everything that had been seized. And then afterward, they added one thing to it. And this morning, they reached an agreement to destroy the copies. And there apparently are multiple copies of this that were made afterward that were put on OneDrive and various other places.
That audio from Cake News, where they say law enforcement ended up taking a scanner that, could copy computer hard drive information, which the newspaper says that they want all the copied material to be returned and destroyed.
It starts with you. You reach out to Cake News because you need someone who is on your side. Someone who knows how it feels to be unheard. Someone who won't back down from asking the difficult questions.
Well, I'm an investigative reporter, and
the smell is disgusting.
Well, the entire state...
As one lead produces another, the path of truth starts to develop. Your questions get answered. Your problems get solved. You get the justice you deserve. Cake News, always on your side.
Seven Clans First Council Casino and Resort is where the winners play in August.
Cool off
in our indoor water park while the winning stays red hot inside the casino.
Win random rewards every Tuesday with $5,000 giveaways every hour from 6 to 9.
Saturdays from 7 to 11.
Play Ducks of Love
and win up to $3,000.
More entertainment,
more attractions,
and more winning this August at Seven Clans First Council Casino and Resort.
Where the winners play.
Highway 77 and Newkirk.
Individuals that have been receiving Medicaid across the state of Kansas and the Mid-America region during the COVID-19 pandemic may have their benefits cut off after the Kansas Reflector reports that nearly 4 million individuals nationwide have been cut off due to their lack of properly filing paperwork. Cake News reports that during the COVID-19 pandemic, the federal government had directed states not to remove anyone from Medicaid. However, earlier this year, states had been cleared to resume eligibility and paperwork checks that started on April 1st. And with the filing of those paperwork, as of Wednesday this week, nearly three quarters of those roughly 5.4 million Medicaid recipients may be losing coverage or be terminated due to, quote, procedural reasons. According to the report, the removals will be happening due to incomplete renewal process, whether because of missing paperwork, outdated contact information, or a renewal form not sent by a specific date. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services had mailed letters to every state saying that the long-awaited times and high procedural termination rates might violate federal regulations to keep those who are eligible enrolled in the program. Mid-America Network News.
Where do you turn when the unexpected happens? You may wonder, what's next? Who do I call? What should I do? We at Christy Anders and Anders Fifely Funeral Homes are here to assist by providing support and personal services while helping create a beautiful and unique tribute for your loved one. We're proud to offer affordable, personalized packages to fit any budget. You can find us online at apfunerals.com or visit us in Waterville at Christy Anders Funeral Home or in Riley at Anders Fifely Funeral Home.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. With the expansion of the Elite Casino Resorts and the ribbon cutting that was held on Friday last week, the casino is now open to accepting live table gambling at the casino. KSNB Local Channel 4 reports that it is a significant milestone not only for the casino but for the state as a whole, as it is the first live table gambling that is offered in the entire state, as the casino is now offering live blackjack, craps, and roulette tables in addition to further state-of-the-art slot machines. In a statement from Carissa Katulak, the CEO of Foner Park, they did release a statement saying, quote, this is an important moment for horse racing community, Grand Island, and the entire state of Nebraska, as the addition of the live table games that expanded menus offering and live entertainment on the weekends at Grand Island Casino adds a new layer of entertainment to our community and offers a unique experience for both local residents and visitors. They say the snack bar has also gone under some renovations that now include appetizers, burgers, pizza, and salad, along with breakfast foods.
the USA. That's the reason people say, Rustyek Ford, hey, you can't do better than that.
We're delivering deals during our Labor Day sales event at Rustyek Ford. We have hundreds of vehicles available that need to go so we can make room for new inventory on its way. So we're doing discounts up to $10,000 off MSRP.
Rustyek Ford, yeah, you can't do better than that.
Yeah, we know you like saving money. How about some cheap financing? For a limited time, you can finance as low as 0% APR or get big discounts up to $10,000 off MSRP.
Rustyek Ford, yeah. You can't do better than that.
If you don't come see me today, I can't save you any money.
Absolutely unbeatable.
Plus tax and fees. F-150 MSRP, 63,325, 7250 discount, 2750 rebates. Must trade 95 renewal auto. Residency restrictions apply. 0% APR and select new Fords after 36 months upon credit approval. Payment of 2778 per 1,000 finance. Offers cannot be combined. Must finance with Ford credit. Expires 9/4/23.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. After multiple executive sessions toward the end of the regular city council meeting Monday, called to discuss non-elected personnel and potential litigation with the city, Marysville City Administrator Austin St. John announced his resignation, effective October 6th. In an emotional statement, he thanked the city for support the past 7 years and said that now is the right time for a change. He noted staff and city council support and touched on improvements under his tenure. St. John closed, saying that he was moving closer to family and that he looked forward to new challenges. Council acceptance of the resignation is not required. Mayor Jason Barnes thanked St. John for his service. A budget hearing on the 2024 budget had no public comments Monday evening, and the budget was approved unanimously. An ordinance was passed establishing a policy for identification and disposal of junk vehicles. The city attorney outlined options and addressed questions earlier in the meeting. The motion to pass noted city efforts to clean up nuisance properties, and conversations included frustrations with costs involved when vehicles are towed and stored. Every effort would be made to include the vehicle owners in avoiding a lengthy legal process, and a right to redeem the vehicle would be applicable. Council had previously discussed establishing a permit process for vehicles being restored or rebuilt, and the city attorney noted the council would have ultimate discretion on each case presented. Approval was given for Marysville High School to use Broadway for the homecoming parade Friday, September 15th, which will start at the historic courthouse at 2, proceeding west to 6th Street. Approval was also given for United Bank to use the city park for the annual tailgate party and for Landall Company to use a portion of the city park for a concert event at the high school stadium the evening of October 12th. Several nuisance resolutions were passed, including a number of abandoned vehicles throughout the community. Approval was given for purchase of a 2024 Dodge Durango from Nemaha Valley Motors at a cost of $41,000 and a 2024 side-by-side Polaris utility vehicle at a cost of $45,000 for the police department. Water Department has advised the main city water tower will be drained this week for routine inspection. It's not expected residents will at any time be without water service, but pressure could vary during the process. The city is also reminding users to return the water survey, which was mailed some time back. They have additional surveys available if needed. Appointments of Sharon Phillips and Rory Clark to the Kester House Museum Board were approved. Marshall County Commissioners met last week with the architect and construction manager to discuss next steps for a jail. All interlocal agreements with the cities have been approved. Next steps include an updated cost of improvements, the potential new site on Broadway, wording for the sales tax question, which would include the maximum amount of bonds to be issued, and the anticipated length of a sales tax. A decision, including wording for the sales tax question, will need to be made before the end of September to allow adequate notification and time to get ballots printed prior to advance voting beginning October 18th. Public Works reported the escort program was a success, distributing all available product in 3 days to 72 landowners with the potential to treat nearly 9,000 acres for Serratia Lespediza. Washington County Commissioners last week approved the 2024 budget after a public hearing with no comments coming forward. Progress on the old nursing home building was updated by the hospital administrator with consideration of building new instead of renovating for use as a daycare if grant funds are approved. A previous community development block grant was not approved. The building, vacant for the past 2.5 years, has deteriorated, and the hospital board has voted for demolition and will continue to seek grant funding. Commissioners agreed this would probably be the best option with costs in mind. The hospital is seeking a temporary location for a daycare facility and may also consider assisted living units with a new building. Fees at the transfer station for demolition work of the old facility will be waived. Tourism Director Gloria Moore is retiring October 3rd with an open house planned September 25th at 10 a.m. Jim Ray was approved as Greenleaf Township trustee at the recommendation of remaining trustees. Renee Meyer was offered and accepted the communications director position for Washington County. Nemahal County Commissioners heard additional comment regarding the comprehensive plan submitted by the Planning Commission. Hearing, the 240 citizens had commented on the survey that they were not in favor of county zoning. The process was initiated to prevent further development of wind farms, but comment was made that other means of regulating land use than countywide zoning should be considered. Loss of property rights by landowners and potential impediments to countywide growth were noted if zoning is adopted. Commissioners have not taken action on the recommendation to approve the plan and have said that any zoning issues would be taken up directly by commissioners, not the Planning Commission. Discussion was held regarding the zoning process per Kansas statute and future responsibilities of that planning committee. Clarification with the fair board that the community center would continue to be used for the county fair, even if nutrition services were located to the center, was in response to public concerns otherwise. Gage County Board of Supervisors certified property valuations up 9.35% year over year, which include new growth and valuation changes to existing properties. The values will be reflected in finalizing the 2024 budget. It is anticipated that most governmental subdivision levies will remain steady with 2023. Della M. Goldsberry, age 79, of Morrillville, passed away Friday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10 a.m. at the Morrillville Christian Church. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Della Goldsberry. Doris Butler Peters, age 90, formerly of Marysville, passed away August 17. A graveside service is planned Wednesday, August 30th, 10:30 at the Marysville City Cemetery, with a luncheon to follow at the Evangelical United Church of Christ in Marysville. Kinsley's in charge of local arrangements for Doris Butler Peters. Sandra L. Sandy Kramer, age 85, of Washington, passed away last Tuesday. A funeral service is planned Thursday, 10 a.m. at the Ward Funeral Home of Washington. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Visitation Wednesday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Wednesday from 5 until 7 at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Sandy Kramer. Robert J. Bob Kenworthy, age 82, of Frankfort, passed away Friday. Graveside service Saturday, 6 p.m. at the Mount Calvary Cemetery at Frankfort. Patton Funeral Chapel of Frankfort in charge of arrangements for Bob Kenworthy.
Are you done yet? I need to get ready.
Well, maybe you should have gotten up sooner.
You've been in there for an hour. Come on, I need in there.
Does this happen at your home? Would you like to eliminate all the yelling and buy a bigger house? Well, you can by talking with United Bank and Trust about home loans. Go online to www.ubankonline.com or head to your local branch to visit with a loan officer. United Bank and Trust. You bank, we deliver. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Staying sunny and still slightly cooler today with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. Clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Sunshine throughout Wednesday with our highs in the mid 80s and lower 90s. Then clear throughout Thursday night with our lows in the lower to mid 60s. Starting to warm up throughout Thursday, sunshine with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. Southeast winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Partly cloudy skies throughout Thursday night with our lows in the mid to upper 60s. Southwest winds still around 15 and gusting as high as 25. Warmer on Friday, sunshine with our highs in the mid 90s and lower 100s. South winds still around 15 and gusting as high as 25. Partly cloudy throughout Friday night with our lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s. And south winds still around 15, gusting as high as 25. Sunny throughout Saturday with our highs in the upper 90s and lower 100s throughout the region. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, late August, 87. Record high on this day, 105. The average low, 63. And the record low, 42. Sunset this evening, 8:04. Sunrise in the morning at 6:53.
Fall tree planting season will soon be here. If you're considering an addition to your landscape, we have some advice for making a smart choice on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Granger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. Details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, August 29th, the 241st day of the year. Actress Ingrid Bergman was born on this day. Fall is a popular time for planting trees. They'll require less watering than in spring, and roots will grow well in cool soil. If a new tree is on the agenda this year, here's a few questions to help narrow your choices. First, what's the tree's purpose? Privacy, shade, windbreak, or street ornamentation might be a few answers. And secondly, what are the site's limitations? Your hardiness zone, soil limitations, sun exposure, or overhead utility lines are important factors to consider. A tree is a long-term commitment, so spend some time now to make sure your tree can thrive for years to come. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Do you dream of something greater, like earning a college degree or technical certification, but you're not sure how to pay for it? The Kansas Army National Guard pays 100% of state school tuition and mandatory fees. We live here, we work here, we serve here. Experience the personal fulfillment of helping your community during emergencies as you serve in the Guard part-time. To learn more, visit nationalguard.com/Kansas.
Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard and aired in cooperation with the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
The greatest investment a company can make is their employees. Landall Company congratulates their team members for making their 60th year a record-breaking year with an incentive bonus of 15.67% of annual wage or 8.15 weeks of pay as a bonus. Proud of the work you do and the difference you make. Join the team today with great job opportunities available. Learn more online at landall.com/careers. EEO, vets, and disabilities welcome.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. The preseason is officially over for the Kansas City Chiefs after their one-point victory at Arrowhead Stadium on Saturday last weekend, where they ended up topping the Cleveland Browns after kicking that field goal and putting them in that final lead.
The kick is on the way, and it is good. Harrison Butker delivers to put the Chiefs in front by one.
That audio from the NFL Network as the Chiefs came back from a 19-point deficit against the Cleveland Browns to make that victory. However, in the review, head coach Andy Reid says that with the review of his second and third string quarterbacks, he says he saw some good things but was slightly concerned about the number of turnovers. The Kansas City Chiefs now have over a week off before their game number one to kick off the regular NFL season as they start off their season on a Thursday night NFL game at home at Arrowhead Stadium against the Detroit Lions. That game is set for after Labor Day on Thursday, September 7th, with kickoff at 7:20. Mid-American Network Sports.
We have Clay here from Best Body Shop. Clay, tell us what makes your shop different from the rest.
You know, that's a great question. One of the things that differentiates Best Body Shop from the other collision repair facilities is that we're not influenced by anything but repairing the car based on the manufacturer's guidelines. And so our sole focus is to make sure that your car is safe and properly repaired. So you can reach us at 316-445-9850. We are open Monday through Friday, 8 to 7, and on Saturday, 9 to noon.
You know, farmers, top yields come from quality seed. And if you raise corn, soybeans, sorghum, wheat, or cover crops, they've got all your needs at Kaufman Seed Company, Yoder, Kansas. Hey, farmers, check this out.
Ameristan 427 TQ Alfalfa is a trial-topping forage with a perfect disease-resistant score, superior forage quality, and has fast recovery between cuttings. Ameristan 427 TQ.
This is Dustin at Kaufman Seeds. Give us a call for all your seed needs. Call 800-634-2836. Kaufman Seeds.
The potential holdout of the All-Pro defensive tackle for the Kansas City Chiefs, Chris Jones, said on his social media that his contract holdout could stretch well into the regular season of 2023. According to reports, Chris Jones is going into his final year of a four-year contract with the Kansas City Chiefs, making an $80 million deal, and had been in current negotiations for a long-term contract with the team. But they say the negotiations have grown into more contentious issues and the potential holdout from Jones. According to head coach Andy Reid for the Kansas City Chiefs, he said, quote, there's so far been no communication as the game goes on, and says he's not worried about the conversation. Cake News reports that Jones had posted a photograph of a chalkboard on social media last week, saying, quote, if it's out of your hands, it deserves freedom from your mind also. Jones has not responded to the piling up of daily fines of near $50,000 for missing, quote, mandatory mini camps over the summer, along with the training camp, saying that he's willing to forfeit his game check of near $1.1 million for each game that he's absent. But American Network Sports.
Football fans, we've got you covered with high school and college action on KNDY. Follow your high school teams with a Coach's Corner each week. The Coach's Corner airs following evening sports at around 5:20, with a spotlight Monday on Southern and Diller O'Dell. Tuesday, Axtell and Centralia. Wednesday, Lynn and Hanover. Thursday, Frankfort and Valley Heights. And Fridays, Washington County and Marysville. Tune for the Coach's Corner each evening. We air live broadcast of all the Marysville home and away games on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Plus area teams on our Friday night feature games on FM 95.5. Scores on all the high school games twice each hour on the Farm Bureau Insurance Scoreboard Show, Friday nights. Then Saturday, it's college action with the Kansas Jayhawks live on FM 95.5, the Kansas State Wildcats live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Football fans, find your game on KNDY.
It takes a lot of know-how to run an ag business right. One of the most important things is choosing the right financial partner. That's why so many producers work with us. When it comes to agriculture, you can count on our experience. For land appraisal and more, you can talk to us. We're local, and we're here to help you grow. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
The greatest investment a company can make is their employees. Landall Company congratulates their team members for making their 60th year a record-breaking year with an incentive bonus of 15.67% of annual wage or 8.15 weeks of pay as a bonus. Proud of the work you do and the difference you make. Join the team today with great job opportunities available. Learn more online at landall.com/careers. EEO, vets, and disabilities welcome.
Add a tropical flair to your patio and indoor garden with a papaya plant. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Purchase a dwarf papaya from a garden center or online nursery, or start your own from a few of the black seeds in a papaya you purchased at the grocery store. Plants started from these seeds can grow into very large plants. Simply scoop the seeds out of the fruit and spread them out on a paper towel to dry. After a week, remove the dried husk and store in a cool, dry place or plant them in a seed starting mix. Grow your plant in a sunny location. Move your papaya indoors when nighttime temperatures start dropping to the low 50s. Place it in a sunny window and supplement with artificial light if needed. Water thoroughly when the top few inches of soil begin to dry. Place the pot on a saucer filled with pebbles to collect excess water and increase the humidity around the plant. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
In 1920, a guy named Carl brought the first airplane to Fairbanks, Alaska. What took place from there put him in the record books and helped the people of what was then a remote U.S. territory. His unique story is this edition of the American Countryside, brought to you by Nationwide. Farming and land ownership comes with its share of liabilities, and you need an insurance company to help protect you. But when it comes down to it, what you really need is an individual who truly understands what you deal with each day and knows how to help you see what you may have overlooked. That's why I've partnered with Nationwide, the number one farm and ranch insurer in the nation. They have farm-certified agents. Those are agents that are specifically trained to handle the needs of farmers. I know there was a lot I'd overlooked, and that's why we created short videos to help address those key concerns. Just go to nationwide.com/Andrew. That's nationwide.com/Andrew, where I host quick shows on important topics to help you protect your next.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Carl Ben Eilson grew up in Hatton, North Dakota. After learning to fly in the Army in World War I, he went to Alaska in the early 1920s as a school principal. He brought the first airplane to Fairbanks and soon had plans to help the people of the remote U.S. territory.
He wanted to connect the airways of Alaska. He also wanted and was in his mind figuring out how he could deliver airmail in Alaska. A mail was delivered by dog sled, and it often took several days or even weeks.
Gary Lillimone says Eilson was awarded an airmail contract from the U.S. government in 1924. It was just the beginning of his aviation successes.
It was about in 1925, 1926. He teamed up with Australian explorer Hubert Wilkins. Hubert Wilkins wanted to explore the top of the world.
The area around the North Pole was relatively unexplored.
He wanted to fly from Point Barrow, Alaska to Spitsbergen, Norway, a journey of about 2,200 miles over ice and snow and very stormy weather.
His first attempt in 1926 was unsuccessful. Another attempt the next year failed as well.
Then in 1928, Carl Ben Eilson, the pilot, Hubert Wilkins, the explorer, successfully flew from Point Barrow, Alaska to Spitsbergen, Norway, 2,200 miles in about 23 hours. A flight which to this day is still considered very hazardous and very dangerous.
The final chapter in the Eilson story is next time as we travel the countryside in Hatton, North Dakota. I'm Andrew McCray.
Trees would love having a consistent moisture level all year long, but that rarely happens. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Now is the time to give them a drink as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Today, we gather to celebrate the start of spraying season. The applications we make come with great promise, but also many questions. Will we spray too much? Will we spray too little? One can only hope that things will work out at harvest. Probably. Anyway, let's join together.
Still spraying and praying? Get the data you need to make informed decisions with John Deere Operations Center. Talk to your dealer or find us online to learn more.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
A hot and dry summer can leave your plants feeling parched. It's important for trees to have adequate moisture now because they're forming buds for next year's growth. If the rainfall has been sparse in your area, it's time to give them a drink. John Fesch is an extension educator at the University of Nebraska. He says the first step is to figure out how dry the soil is. Grab the biggest screwdriver you can find and slowly push it into the ground.
You can tell a couple things from that. First of all, just how hard it is. What's the resistance of you pushing it into the ground? If it goes in real easily and makes kind of a sloshing sound, and then you pull it out and the water is dripping off of it, the tree is too wet. If you try to push it into the ground and it's really hard to push it in the ground, and then when you finally do, you pull it out, it's powder dry on the end of the screwdriver blade, then it's too dry. You want that happy medium.
If the soil is too dry, it's time to water. It should be done over the entire root system, which is an area 2 to 3 times as wide as the spread of the leaves. Sprinkler system, soaker hose, however you do it is up to you. But the goal is to get moisture to the roots in a slow and deliberate manner.
For an acreage situation, a rain train is a very good device for a larger space around trees. Very easy to set, come back an hour later and reset it and have it go north and south and come back and go the east and west the other direction. And it's very efficient at delivering the water. You don't get much evaporation with a rain train. So under those kind of settings, that's what I would recommend.
The water-absorbing roots are within the top 2 feet of soil. Keep these roots moist, but not wet. Aim for the equivalent of 1 to 2 inches of rain once a week or so. Learn more about watering trees at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
There's something about a young child's wonder. They're like a sponge taking in everything around them, and they're not worried about tomorrow. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. Do you have this kind of stress-free mindset when it comes to your finances? Or are you always thinking about your next bill or your next purchase, wondering if you have enough in savings or if you're on track with your future goals? No matter your net worth, you can be prepared for tomorrow. One way you can be prepared is by understanding your finances today. A good rule of thumb is to review your financial accounts once a month or every payday. When you do this, ask yourself a couple of questions. Are you spending within your means? Are you on track to achieve your long-term goals? Are your financial decisions aligned with your faith and your values? By doing this, you'll have a good understanding of where your money is going and areas you can improve. So embrace the moment. Don't let money stress consume your thoughts. You can have financial clarity and live a life true to your values and purpose.
The American sheep industry still hasn't recovered from the pandemic. That's ahead on Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Fastline Auctions is the ultimate destination for online farm equipment auctions because both buyers and sellers win. Fastline's digital reach and direct-to-farmer catalogs have a 45-year history of creating successful buyer-seller relationships. And now they're adding online auctions to the mix. Fastline Auctions is a trusted platform for hassle-free, cost-effective equipment deals. Visit Fastline.com for more information.
At a recent hearing by the House Subcommittee on Livestock, Dairy, and Poultry, Pennsylvania sheep producer Lori Hubbard told lawmakers,
"The commercial lamb feeding sector has been unprofitable for 13 consecutive months. Some feedlots were empty this winter as operators could not pencil their cost of gain for profit, despite the lowest feeder lamb prices in a decade."
Hubbard is a regional director on the board of the American Sheep Industry Association. She urges that as Congress is preparing the next farm bill, safety net programs like the Wool Marketing Loan Program need to be in that bill.
The program was designed to kick in when markets fall apart. After nearly a decade of no payments nationwide, when the wool market collapsed in 2020, the program reacted. For some producers, it is the only revenue available for wool this year.
Hubbard also urges an update for that marketing loan program.
"I do ask for your full consideration of updating the loan rates of the Wool Marketing Loan Program in the Farm Bill. The program was created in 2002 and currently reflects wool prices from two decades ago."
Hubbard listed three Farm Bill priorities for the sheep industry: continuation of animal disease prevention and management programs, maintaining the Wool Manufacturers Trust Fund, and maintaining risk management programs for producers. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. In the process, started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. 800-462-3333. That's 800-462-3333. 800-462-3333.
Ladies and gentlemen, start your engines. The All-Star Monster Trucks are back and ready to rock the Kansas State Fair on Sunday, September 17th. Watch as the world's only monster ice cream truck, Ice Cream Man, the world's largest ATV, Hole Shot, and the iconic Carolina Crusher compete in the Insane Best Trick Competition, obstacle course racing, and a no-rules freestyle battle. Get your tickets at KansasStateFair.com and experience the ultimate in family fun.
Here's a look at your ag news. On this Tuesday, August the 29th, I'm Jeff Aiken for the Mid-America Ag Network. Ever consider canola meal for dairy cows? Here's Chad Smith.
When compared to other protein sources, canola meal is proven to have measurable advantages for dairy cows. But canola's value in dairy rations has historically been underestimated. Brittany Wood is the director of canola utilization for the Canola Council of Canada. She talks about what dairy producers should know about canola meal.
We grow canola primarily for the oil, but that canola meal portion is also really advantageous for feeding livestock, particularly for dairy. Canola meal is quite frequently, as it's exported from Canada, it goes into the top dairy producing states within the United States. And so it's really valued as that preferred protein ingredient for dairy cattle. So the amino acid profile of canola meal really closely matches the amino acid profile of milk. And so it just further provides that support for the dairy cow in producing high quality milk. It also is a good source of bypass protein and many other nutritive components that the cow needs.
She talks about research showing the benefits of using canola meal compared to other protein options.
A lot of that research is done in cows that are in mid-lactation. So what that research repeatedly shows is that the cows fed canola meal as that primary protein source produce more milk, usually about a kg or 2.2 pounds more milk per day. Early lactation cows were fed canola meal as the primary protein source, and those cows produced even more milk than what we would typically see in the trials that are in mid-lactation.
And that's your Ag News.
Buckle up, good buddy. It's time for the All-Star Monster Truck Show at the Kansas State Fair. The Mid-American Network is proud to bring you the most jacked up, fired up monster trucks in the nation. Buckle up, grab your seat, and feel the power of the Monster Truck Show at the Kansas State Fair, Sunday, September 17th, 4 p.m. at the Grandstand. Grab your friends and head to Hutchinson for the All-Star Monster Truck Show at this year's Kansas State Fair, Sunday, September 17th, 4 p.m. at the Grandstand. Be there.
When you're a U.S. veteran or service member, you're 40% more likely to lose money to fraud than civilians. Scam artists use fake veterans charities, service benefit buyout schemes, bogus job scams, the pandemic, and more. That's why AARP's Veterans Fraud Center and Operation Protect Veterans provides free research and advice on the latest scams targeting veterans and military families. Protect yourself and your family. AARP, on a mission to support veterans. Go to aarp.org/vets.
Few things are more certain for cattlemen than the nuisance of flies on their cattle in the summer. Valley Vet Supply has a whole array of insecticide application equipment, starting with the 20-gallon ATV mist sprayer. Valley Vet offers concentrated permethrin for effective economical applications. Ask about insecticide rotational options for tick and fly control. Let the cattle apply fly treatment themselves with 10-foot cattle rubs, complete with face flips, and Bullmaster mineral feeders with the patented fly killer covers. Valley Vet Supply can help you with your fly control program. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet Supply knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit ValleyVet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or visit their store in Marysville.
A $2 million study for ranchers and researchers to look at how to align the goals of conservation and cattle production with the use of virtual fencing technology. That's today on the Successful Farming Tuned Into Tech series brought to you by John Deere.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Today, we gather to celebrate the start of spraying season. The applications we make come with great promise, but also many questions. Will we spray too much? Will we spray too little? One can only hope that things will work out at harvest. Probably. Anyway, let's join together.
Still spraying and praying? Get the data you need to make informed decisions with John Deere Operations Center. Talk to your dealer or find us online to learn more.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation?
Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Virtual fencing is a new technology that combines a cattle collar and a computer program. Flint Hills Initiative Manager with a Nature Conservancy in Kansas, Tony Capizzo.
What we're doing is applying collars to livestock. We're working with cattle, primarily cow-calf pairs. Those collars are interacting with radio towers and our ranching partner who has a computer app that he's using to draw lines on a map. And you can draw boxes to keep livestock in or draw boxes to keep livestock out. And then those instructions are sent from his computer through the radio tower to the collars. And then as the collar approaches those boundaries, the cattle, they hear a beep. And then when they contact the boundary, there's a beep and a small shock.
Each collar has a GPS unit inside of it.
The technology uses these radio huts. So there's a hut that sends out a radio signal. The benefit of that radio signal is you don't necessarily have to have great cell coverage where you're at. So that radio signal can go out. You know, it's a little bit sensitive to topography, and there can be some shadow effects, just like radio on your car. But in general, that radio signal is able to get to the collars and give them instructions.
The virtual fencing can be used in areas where it is not feasible to put in a hard fence and be more cost effective, as well as getting more animal unit days on pasture to help offset the costs of the technology. Capizzo's research includes ecology, habitat, wildlife, and economics, and includes partners such as Kansas State University. He is on the second year of a five-year study. I'm Lori Boyer. For more ag technology information, log on to agriculture.com.
All new for 2024 and just arrived at the Nordis Motor Company is a Chevy Equinox RS, priced at $34,500, brand new. They have a new 2023 Chevy Colorado four-wheel drive pickup, a Chevy Silverado 1500 model Trail Boss, and a Chevy Silverado 1500 model LTZ with the Duramax diesel at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. Look at your midday markets presented by Pluto Commodities. After a mix and mix start.
Sure has. Blame it on the full moon or maybe the export sales that were announced this morning in beans and meal. Let's go ahead and start there. Soybean complex, September, down 7.5 at 1387 and 3/4. November soybeans lower by 8.25 at 1397.5. Looking at the meal, September's down $3.20 a ton at 422.5. Bean oil down 9 cents in the SEP at 66.81. For the corn market, December 23 corn down 2.75 at 493.5. March corn lower by 2.75 at 508.25. For the wheat markets, they're getting beat up here pretty good today again. September Chicago wheat down 13 cents at 575. September KC wheat down 14.5 at 723. December KC wheat lower by 13.25 at 736.5. Spring wheat, September's down 4 cents at 761.25. In the cattle markets here, saw a little 187 live traded up north there yesterday. August live cattle presently up 62 cents at 181.32. Ox higher by 17 cents at 181.72. Beef fats up 30, 185.95. Feeder cattle, September's down 2 cents, 254.25. In the pigs, October's down 85 cents at 81.02. Looking at the crude oil market today, October crude up $1.02 at 81.12. Diesel higher by 3.5 cents at 320 and 7200. Finally, natural gas, October's down 2.5 cents at 264. For more information on these markets, give us a call here at Pluto Commodities at 877-87-PLUTO or visit us online at PlutoCommodities.com.
The agricultural industry changes every day. It's time you partner with Pluto Commodities. They realize your farm is your business and your business is your livelihood, and they're ready to help your livelihood succeed and grow. With personalized strategies and risk management consultations, you can enjoy your own dedicated phone line and even quick text responses. Find them online at PlutoCommodities.com and make sure to download the Pluto Commodities mobile app. The trading of derivatives such as futures and options may not be suitable for all investors. Derivatives trading involves substantial risk, and you should fully understand those risks prior to trading. Andrew McCarty
Incorporated utilizes the following legal DBA, Pluto Commodities.
A lot of homes built in the 90s still have their original siding and windows. If this is you, then call Burwell Construction at 316-794-3430. New siding and windows can make your house more energy efficient. Burwell Construction has been a trusted name for thousands of homeowners. Call them today, 316-794-3430, and let Burwell Construction give you a free estimate on windows and siding. And Burwell Construction will take care of all your guttering needs. Find them online at burwellconstruction.com.
It's Burwell, it's Burwell.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Before planting alfalfa, producers may want to take the time to check the pH of their field. K-State soil fertility specialist Dorvar Ruiz-Diaz describes why it is important and what producers need to keep in mind when testing their lime levels. Planning ahead before planting alfalfa is crucial.
Specifically, I want to highlight pH because it's something that we often overlook and we end up seeing problems later after the alfalfa gets established. And being a legume is a crop that is very sensitive to low pH situations. And specifically, one of the factors is affecting nodulation. And of course, alfalfa, we want to have good nodulation and fixing that nitrogen. And so again, if that pH is below the optimum, then we start to see problems later. And again, the best time to fix it is really before we plant in that alfalfa.
He discusses the target pH for different soil types and what can affect how much lime is applied.
When somebody gets the soil test report, the first thing that we see there is the pH, right? And that pH is basically telling us whether we will need to apply lime, yes or no. And again, that's basically considering the target pH where we would like to be. There's another factor that comes into place, which is the buffer pH. And the buffer pH essentially measure the reserve acidity and how much lime is essentially needed to increase that pH. We'll tend to see higher requirements of lime for soils that have high in clay and organic matter content, again, because the buffer of those soils are higher. And again, some of the more sandier soils usually need less lime, again, to get to that target pH that we're looking for.
Understanding how much lime moves is valuable when thinking about application.
The key here is that lime is not very mobile in the soil. So if we are only putting on the surface, the mobility of that lime is going to be maybe 1 or 2 inches. So essentially, we're only affecting the upper 2 or 3 inches in that soil profile. And of course, again, the amount of lime we need for that is going to be roughly half, which is compared to what we will estimate for roughly a 6-inch profile if we are incorporating that lime. So this is a key difference. And again, it is very important because if we overapply, we can have the other issues, which is basically tie up of nutrients, especially micronutrients like zinc, iron, manganese, and of course, we don't want to have that situation either. So it is something that we have to pay close attention, depending on what kind of tillage systems we have.
That was Kansas State University soil fertility specialist Dorvar Ruiz-Diaz with factors that alfalfa growers need to consider when planning on applying lime to their fields to reach their target pH. There are other nutrients important when thinking about alfalfa. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Country Library so big, we had to put it on two stations, 1570 and 94.1 FM, KNDY, and K231 AX, Marysville.